Colombian military and police have confirmed that they have captured Dairo Antonio Usuga, known as Otoniel, Colombia's most sought-after drug trafficker and leader of the Clan de Golfo. He was captured on Saturday during an operation carried out by the country's armed forces. Colombia had offered a reward of about $800,000 for information concerning his whereabouts. Italy's right-wing former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini went on trial Saturday on charges of kidnapping for refusing in 2019 to allow a Spanish migrant rescue ship to dock in Sicily, keeping the people on board at sea for days. It's the first trial to go ahead against Salvini for his actions preventing migrant landings while he served as Interior Minister in 2018 and 2019. Salvini has insisted he was fulfilling his duty by refusing entry to the ship, which had 147 migrants aboard. Prosecutors accused Salvini of dereliction of duty and kidnapping for refusing to allow the ship into port for days in August of 2019. Some migrants were taken to land for humanitarian or health reasons. The rest were eventually allowed to disembark on the island of Lampedusa. At least two people were dead after a bomb blast in the Ugandan capital of Kampala, according to a tweet by the Ugandan police political commissar on Saturday. The cause of the blast was not immediately apparent, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. At least seven people were injured in the blast in Komamboga, a suburb in the northern outskirts of the capital, Kampala. Bomb blasts in Uganda are rare. Kampala suffered a major attack by Somalia's Al-Shabaab in 2010 that killed dozens of people. The group said it had attacked Uganda as a punishment for its deployment of troops in Somalia.